Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our instructor. It's how we understand and perceive these things from Scripture. It's not understood by the carnal nature. The Holy Spirit literally is the one that opens our understanding to these things. And people kind of have the concept that the Bible's so simple that we can just open it up and we read the verse, and then because we're a believer, the Holy Spirit magically turns on the light bulb and we know what it means. Okay, anybody that thinks that you can just open up the Bible, read a verse, and have the proper understanding of it clearly hasn't really opened up their Bible and read these verses to understand them. Because we're supposed to study. We're supposed to study. We're supposed to apply ourselves. This is the need for examination. Okay, we had the education, which would be someone is taught, teaching us some things. We're being educated. Okay. Then we went from that need to education to the need for participation. Not only are we sitting there, we're soaking it in. We're participating in what is going on. Now we take it the step further for the examination. Again, the humility is the other one looked up. I didn't have an ation to keep these things flowing. But you can't skip the humility. So we're at the examination now. Now we've gone through the education, these things, but we've gone through the participation. We've been a part of it. Now we're looking at these things deeper on our own. We're examining these things of Scripture. That's why it talks about the church that was praised, because when Paul would say something, they'd look it up. They'd say, man, is this right? Is this what God really means, what he says? And they were praised for it, because it's what we ought to do, to examine the Scriptures, to apply ourselves to it. That's what it is. We're applying ourselves, showing effort. Well, Proverbs 15:28 tells us, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. We ought to study. That's that examination. Study. We're applying ourselves to this thing. Okay. I'd like to stay, but let's get to the last little ation. Okay. If you look at verse number 7 of Proverbs chapter number 1, you'll see that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we went through all of our little ations and the humility. You got to have the humility for the right education, the right participation, the right examination. Well, if you miss this one, you're going to be in a bad spot. This one is our need for initiation, a starting point. Is what's being defined here. I want you to know that we need to start at a defined point. This is, again, in that concept of our critical thinking, of our discernment, of our discretion, the choices that we make, the way that we view decisions and actions. We need to start at a defined point. By necessity, then, we can fail to start because we haven't started the starting line. If we try to start the race halfway down the course and we finish in record time way ahead of everybody, you think we're going to be awarded or applauded or anything? What happens? No. You go back there. You missed this mark. You got to start there. Where is our starting point? Well, we just read it, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It starts there with our priority. The priority in our life being the Lord. He is the thing that comes before all else. He is our priority. And our priorities do not touch our priority. We have one priority. So that's the need for initiation. We have to start. We have to initiate it right there at the beginning. And Proverbs tells us, in chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. There's a defined starting point, a frame of reference, a lens, if you will, through which we view these things, our life experiences. And it is through our fear of the Lord. It is through Scripture. It is through our walk with the Lord. How does this impact my relationship with the Lord? Do you see now why it can be the only priority? If you place anything else in front of that, if you try to have priorities, what makes me happy, what does this, what does that, then how does this impact my relationship with the Lord cannot come first. It must be first. It must be that initial point. That's the need for initiation, where we started at, the origin, the importance of it. So, on that note of the discretion advised, this critical thinking, that definition I gave in the beginning from man was basically a choice that we can make. Biblically, this discretion, when we talked about giving to the young man discretion, it's the freedom to choose and to choose well, to do it good. It's not just the freedom to discern these things, but it's to do it and do it right. That's the discretion. So when you see like a warning about, you know, viewer discretion is advised, this kind of thing where, well, decide for yourself if this is right or wrong. No, biblically, discretion has the connotation of either being good or either being bad. And the discretion we ought to have is that with the good connotation. We shouldn't have to figure out in our own lens, is this right or wrong? We should know from Scripture as our origin, our starting point, about what choices are we going to make in our liberties and our freedoms in Christ. That's the critical thinking there. And here's why it's important. Because it's intentional. And I love to use the word intentional because it's so important in our life. That's what fascinates me about these lifestyles that people will adopt. Whether it's they embrace materialism or they embrace minimalism or they embrace essentialism or whatever ism they're going to embrace, they do it intentionally. Most of us today kind of fall in that consumer market, and we are living in a materialistic life without ever really intending to. It just kind of happened to us. We don't know how we got here. And it's so fascinating to me that something so important as how do we live our life is one of the last things that we ever consider. And we'll look at people that take months or years to figure out, how do I need to live? Do I need as little as possible? Do I need as much as possible? What's important about the way that I live my life? And we kind of look down noses at them with disdain about, you know, well, that's foolish. That's silly. Well, the foolishness is that they're not looking for the answer in Scripture. But the question is very, very wise. We ought to be very careful about how we live this life. And because it's the only one we got down here, you better make sure we're getting it right. You ought to take the time to consider these things with that critical thinking, with this discretion of making these decisions. It's intentional. It's intelligent. It's important. It's irreplaceable. Discretion in your life and in mine. And these are the kind of people that you and I need to be. People that are intentional. People that are intelligent. People that are important. People that are irreplaceable. Why? Not because of us. Again, we can't miss that humility. But because God's using us to do a great work. Now, this is the way that the world ought to look at us. Man, the impact they're making in our life, I don't know what I'd do without them. Not the fact that, well, God needs me. Because you get that attitude, you'll figure out real quick. He don't. You are replaceable. Very quickly. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to serve the Lord, the opportunities that He gives us. But the thought there is that's the way the world should look at us. Man, these people are intentional. These people are intelligent. These people are important. These people are irreplaceable. The impact that they have in the community, that's the thought there with the discretion. So I just wanted to share this, and I'm out of time. Let me share this with you. You've heard about knowledge and wisdom, the difference between the two. The tomato, you know, being the fruit. Well, if you know a tomato is a fruit, that's knowledge. But not putting a tomato in a fruit salad, that's wisdom. Okay? The difference there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.